The consequences of eating are of abiding interest to British travellers of old. After the food, Leek's Italian offers the regretful, "I feel qualmish, sick." No destination is without its particular intestinal anxiety. After vomiting his food, explains one physiologically intriguing entry in an old Korean manual, his constipation was relieved. A 1903 medical phrasebook for Luganda, a Bantu language, offers the unexplained but authoritative, "Keep everything you vomit." To judge by these publications, the Briton abroad must have cut a strange figure. Many position themselves as aids to conversation. The 1909 Manual of Palestinian Arabic, for example, explains that its sample sentences will, it is hoped, be useful to the traveller in his hotel and may conceivably be of use in daily life. The book's phrases include, "We reached the precipice and saw him fall down." "He died before we found him." And the nomic, "Gargle twice daily." Conversation will have hung heavy in the foyers of Jerusalem. Books from the colonial era are unintentionally telling. History books tend to concentrate on the obvious moments of imperial brutality, on war and rebellion. Phrasebooks offer the chance to eavesdrop on quieter colonial cruelties in the drawing rooms of empire. "Hold your tongue," barks one phrase in a 1908 Hindustani self-taught manual. "Beat that lazy boy," snaps an entry in another guide. Many phrasebooks remained in use for a surprisingly long time. When Elizabeth Kendall, the mistress of Girton College, Cambridge, studied Arabic at Oxford University in the early 1990s, she did so using grammar books that dated back to 1859. "The cow's tongue is long," was a typical phrase. She retains a linguist's affection for their methodology. Some phrases may have lacked practical utility, but often illustrated a grammatical construction in the simplest possible way, and they were memorable. Steven Pinker, a professor of psychology at Harvard University, agrees. A language, he says, is not a list of phrases. The impracticability of some entries may have been intentional, so speakers would not be locked into canned expressions in stereotyped situations. The fading genre of the phrasebook is unlikely to be missed, but something will be lost when it is gone. Poetry, Robert Frost supposedly said, is what gets lost in translation. Read these books' dislocated phrases, and poetry's can be found in it too. "Owing to the road being slippery, I nearly fell. 10 years ago, come here," runs one T.S. Eliot-ish section in an 1894 Thai Kamti grammar. The last words go to entries in an English Kashmiri manual. "I am now composing a grammar. I don't exactly comprehend this. It is time to conclude."